with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you're having a good start to your day so far. Little Carol King for you, talking about beautiful as you feel. And she is beautiful inside and out and one of the best realtors in Pensacola. Christine Leavenworth is here with us this morning. She is with the Leavenworth team, of course, with Leavenworth Realty.
Good morning, Christina. How are you?
I'm pretty good. The weekend's nearing, you know,
yes.
Kind of getting things wrapped up. Lots going on, as usual,
always,
as we get into the fall season here in Pensacola. So, whew, here we are.
Yes, absolutely.
What's happening in your world?
I mean, we're busy as always. We're always, I feel like I'm just going a million miles an hour, but I don't know how to go any other way.
I understand that completely.
And it's just things have to be done right away. And my poor husband, like I'm at the house and somebody says, hey, I need to list my home. It's like, okay, we'll be there in 10 minutes.
Oh,
no, not always. We're not doing that at 10 p.m. at night.
Well, almost, maybe.
Let me run comps. Mm-hmm. But this weekend is the Parade of Homes.
That's right.
And I've been pretty involved in this. So the Home Builders Association, they put that on, and we represent some new builders in the area, and their homes are on it, and they connected me with the HBA saying, hey, we'd love for you to do a preview of the Parade of Homes on social media.
Cool.
So over the past month, I've filmed 20 homes that are on there, and so go and check it out, and I wanted to gamify it. That's always like fun for me,
because
I'm like, how do I make, like, some of the homes are inherently interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The others are a little bit more basic, because that's the whole point of it. There's going to be affordable homes on there.
Right.
There's going to be $1 million homes on there.
Can you explain what the Parade of Homes is?
Yeah.
I mean, we sort of throw that term around, but somebody maybe that's new to the area or even has lived here for a while may not understand what is this Parade of Homes
is open to the public. Everyone can go. And I'll post the link on my social so you can see the whole list.
Mm-hmm.
There's homes in Navarre, Gulf Breeze, Jay, Milton, Pace, Cantonment, kind of all across the board, and you could make it fun. You could, and it's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So it's open houses for all these homes.
Yes,
on
and it's
quote
for the builders
parade.
To show off, you know, what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get some ideas for your home. On some of them, you're going to be like, we're renovating. Sorry, husbands out there. Your wife is going to come home with a whole honey-do list for you.
There you go.
Where you're like, that's so pretty. Look at some color selection. Look at different things people are doing. A big thing I saw was hidden pantries, where it was almost like a speakeasy into the pantry.
I saw a hidden fridge.
Oh, I love hidden fridges.
And I thought, what?
I love that. I told my husband the other day, that's my dream. He's like, that's your dream? Out of all things. I was like, yes, because there'll never be smudges on it. That's my dream.
That's true. That is true.
Just lots of great ideas. And the thing is, if you are building, it's not a hidden fridge. It looks like a cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that expensive to do on the front end. If you're trying to do it later, then it is. Because now you have to get a new fridge that can accommodate that and then get the cabinets, but if you're doing it from the get-go, it's not bad. But it's a bunch of homes just to see and have a good time. So it's Friday and Saturday. It's totally free. It's from 10 until 5.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, it's from 12 until 4. And you can talk to people. And a lot of these homes are for sale right now.
Okay.
So you might fall in love with one of them and say, I'm gonna write an offer. I want to do it. And if you see any of those homes, call us. Call us at 850-378-1260 because we'll be able to negotiate for you. Just because we aren't there with you, we can still talk to you about the home. And I've been in almost all of them. So we do have some homes from D.R. Horton, Adams Homes, FD Builds. They're one of my favorite builders out there because they're affordable, but super pretty.
Oh,
like crazy pretty.
Okay.
Like they have exposed beams.
I'm not as familiar with them, so I'll have to check it out.
I'll need to show you pictures.
Okay.
And just gorgeous choices. It's a woman-run business.
Oh, okay.
So she's making those choices on going, oh, this looks really good. And it's semi-custom, so they allow you to pick some tiles and cabinet colors and
nice.
That sort of thing. I'm actually going to bring her in one of these weeks so she can
talk. Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, I love that.
They do a really good job. So we have that. And then we have, you know, really high-end builders where it's very expensive doing stuff out in Jay on acreage. I mean, these are massive estates out there.
Wow.
So it's really, really fun. And if you go to like ChristinaLeavenworth.com or BestRealtorsInPensacola.com, I have it in my blog.
Okay.
I have it in my blog, the entire list, where to go.
Great.
And I'm going to post something today with it as well.
And
all of
mine. You've been posting on Facebook too.
So yeah, so go to my Facebook because I did a sneak preview of 20 of the homes. So to gamify it, I wanted people to guess the price. So I wasn't saying what the price was or the exact location. And whoever got the most shares wins a magic show with my husband,
who is
a viral magician.
I love
He normally charges lots of money, but since I'm his wife, I can voluntell him to do things. So,
right.
So share the ones that you think are the prettiest, and then they can win a private magic show for their employees, their friends, their family.
Fun.
And he normally charges a lot of money for that. And I mean, he's amazing. Like, he just got back from Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
Being a magician.
Yeah.
So that was fun because I was like, how do I make this fun for people and have
so
them
much
follow
fun.
Along?
I like the word gamify.
Yeah, I love gamifying everything.
I love it.
Super fun.
If you just join us, we're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. And if you've got questions about the parade of homes, maybe you're thinking about buying and selling, you just have questions about the market here in Pensacola, she is our expert this morning. 850-437-1620. Text it on in. We'd love to hear from you.
And also, like, even me, I know a lot going on in the market, but by me doing this, I was like, oh man, there's so many new communities popping up.
I've noticed
it's
that just driving
stay
around.
Stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a lot of these builders have really great incentives. They're offering lower interest rates, or they're offering to pay every penny of your closing costs.
Wow.
And I'm a fan of new construction because when you're looking at your total payment and you're just looking at your bills overall, on a new construction home, your electricity is going to be cheaper. Your insurance is going to be a lot cheaper.
That's true.
Just your maintenance in general will be cheaper. So maybe you can afford a little bit more of an expensive home because it all evens out there.
I've never looked at it that way, but you're right. That makes a lot of sense, especially the energy efficiency.
Absolutely. And I see that all day long. And I mean, insurance is maybe $1,000 a year for these homes versus maybe something even built in 2009. It's probably going to be closer to like $3,000, $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a big difference. That's about,
you know,
$250 a month on your payment.
No question about it. And there is a book our friend Michael Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing, does have a guide for the parade of homes that you can pick up pretty much all over town. So that's handy. But I think going to your site and seeing the ones that you've highlighted would be a great
thing. I made it really simple.
Do.
I put all of them on there. And
that's
I was like,
awesome.
They're in this community. Like, in Milton, here's where you're going. In Pace, here's where you're going.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it was kind of confusing seeing it all because they were kind of jumbled in.
Yes.
So I made it very clear. So if you, like, it's on my blog, but I'll post it on my socials again. So it's, like, at the top and people can see it.
Oh, that sounds
but
like
fun.
But
it's fun. But, yeah, go in and share it, look at them. And, you know, I love supporting our community. And builders are an important part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And just showing what they've done and they put their heart into it. On the tour, there's only one renovation, but she's calling it a restoration.
Oh,
and it
took
her 3 years to do this. It's in East Hill.
I was going to say, is that one of the East Hill, North
Hill
homes?
Yes, and she used all wood from the home to redo the floors, do ceilings, do trim,
not
buying new wood, using the existing wood, taking old windows, putting it in unique places.
Oh, I love
it's
this.
It's really cool.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, I posted that one this morning.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Really cool.
Okay, well, this is exciting because it's a chance to see new homes. See, I kind of enjoy seeing what the new trends are, some of the decor. You're a specialist in decor. I know that.
Honestly, my team is.
Okay.
My team is. They have that eye really well. And that's the beauty of a team. We all have our strengths and our weaknesses. And I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But my team, they have that eye where they go, bada bing, bada boom. And
so
they can see it.
I'm curious with these new homes and the style of the homes, are you seeing any kind of trends as we're going into the future?
Yeah. So a big thing is honed granite.
Okay, what does
so
that,
that
mean?
So that is just, it's more matte. It's more matte, and it just looks a little different, and it's really cool honed quartz as well, so not real shiny or anything.
That's interesting.
Which I saw a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw those, like, you know, sneaky pantries, which is really, really fun. Still the open floor plans. We're still seeing white and bright. a lot of like mixed finishes, which look good. Where in one home I was in, it had, you know, white upper cabinets. Mm-hmm. They had natural wood lowers, and then the island was a light blue. It was stunning.
Interesting. Yeah.
All the colors went really well together. So there's a lot of that. But you guys definitely ask questions. We always love it whenever you ask anything real estate. It's my favorite thing to talk about. I'm obsessed with real estate.
Okay. I think I've noticed that. Yes. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. And someone just texted in that they're interested. She wanted to know if you sell lots also.
We
because
do.
They said, you don't have to ask on the air, but it's okay. I'm going to ask her on the air.
Yes, somebody else might be interested. Absolutely sell land.
But this person says, I'm a builder looking to build two houses.
Absolutely. So we always do that. And we have some off-market stuff where people have told us, because sometimes it'll be listed as just one lot, but mm-hmm. you can separate it.
Oh,
and if you know the zoning and you know all the rules, you go, ooh, this is a little diamond in the rough. Mm-hmm. It may look like the price tag is high. I had a builder who found one lot and he could separate it into five.
Wow. Okay.
The person listing it didn't know that.
Wow. Okay. So what, this person should call you probably directly?
Yeah.
What's that number?
850-378-1260, and we'll be able to help you out and help you find some great land to build.
Okay. And if you're driving and you don't have a chance to write it down, I always take this interview that we do with Christina, and we put it on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. Click on podcast. You'll see where it says Pensacola Expert Panel. You'll see Christina's logo. Click on that, and you can download and re-listen to any of the shows that she's done with us on many, many different topics pertaining to real estate.
Absolutely.
So, and I always just post your number there.
Yeah, Christina Leavenworth, and it's really easy to find me.
Oh, I'm excited. This is going to be a fun thing to do this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's just a good way to get out and about and see different. I love anything where you just learn more about your community.
Right. I love that too. So what else is happening in your world? I know you're keeping busy. Have you seen any increase in sales, decrease? Is it affected by the heat and people going back to school in August?
Yeah, when kids go back to school, we see a little bit of a lull across the board.
I would imagine.
And then after we get past Labor Day, it picks back up again. And then once we get to Thanksgiving, that's when we really see it slow down until after Christmas. But last year was weird. We had like our busiest December ever. We're like, what just happened?
Right.
And we see that often in real estate where things are just, you're like, I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rhyme or reason sometimes. We have some homes that we think are going to sell ASAP and they sit a little longer. And then we have others where we're going, ooh, like, I don't know. I think this one might be a tough sell. And then that one sells in 2 days.
Yeah, you never know, really.
You don't know. And I always tell people that. I'm like, we are making an educated guess. Mm-hmm. And we're doing this together. We're talking through it. But you have the most educated realtors on your side looking at all these things and paying attention to it and getting feedback. And we pivot quickly. We pivot quickly if things aren't working.
Okay, we've got another text that just came in. Prices seem to vary so much. How do you determine what you're going to sell a house for?
100%. This is a great question. We do a ton of research into it. We try to find homes that are similar to yours, and we look at what has sold. We don't look at what's currently on the market. We pay attention to that to see what your competition is, but that hasn't sold. That's not a number an appraiser's going to look at or anyone else. So what has most recently sold? And we call that your comp.
Right.
That's
I've heard that expression before.
That's your comparable.
What are the comps on it?
So we look at that, and I tell people all the time, if I could sell your home for $1 million, I would. Mm-hmm. I'd make more money. You'd make more money. But we have to do what's in line with that, because even if we did get more money, if it doesn't appraise, we're gonna have an issue. So we look at that, we go really deep into that, and there's just different factors. Maybe you back up to a busy road, and your other neighbor didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna impact it,
right?
And we talk about that, and we also sometimes we overshoot it. I mean, I think sometimes everyone does. But we are ninjas about getting feedback after every showing. And if we're at day 21 and we've gotten consistent feedback, we're overpriced. Then we're overpriced, and we need to make an adjustment.
Right.
And we're not afraid to do that, and we'll have that conversation with you.
Well, it's a very thoughtful process. Obviously, you take in a lot into consideration, lots of factors that are involved.
And you can't trust Zillow. Zillow doesn't know that you renovated your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Zillow doesn't maybe know that you just added a pool. They don't know those factors. And also, like, waterfront, like, Zillow takes a circle and goes, okay, like, let's look at what's sold nearby. If you're in a neighborhood that's very different from street to street,
right,
it's not going to work.
And you see a lot of that in this area.
Yeah. If you are in a new construction neighborhood, it might be kind of accurate. I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But in our area, we have East Hill, Cordova Park, downtown. We have so many different areas. where you really have to do the research for that specific neighborhood.
Can you talk a little bit about the areas now that we have the established communities that you just mentioned, but Pensacola is growing. Our numbers have increased so much. I can just tell by the traffic.
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
Are you seeing some areas now? What is sort of the up-and-coming neighborhoods, the areas that are growing? And
a lot of people do really love, like, Shamukla and Jay. I mean, so Nature Walk at Pond Creek is where those big estates are telling you about, like 5 to 7 acres. These are massive homes, like 5,000 square feet. Absolutely stunning. You're seeing that, and you're seeing a lot of neighborhoods up there. People are liking to be a little bit further away from the hustle and bustle.
Sure.
And that sort of thing. I mean, everywhere, I mean, Pace is popular, Milton's popular. I don't think we have any, like, hidden up-and-coming neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's keeping it a secret. And we get a lot of phone calls from people that are moving here. And
they may have no idea.
Well, they do a lot of research. I mean, so they do a ton of research. They're on our website learning about everything before they come here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, I mean, it really comes down to schools.
Okay.
They're going, okay, like, we know that Pace has good schools. Gulf Breeze, they're looking kind of all across the board. And when we're talking to them, hey, do you want to be, like, close to your neighbor or not really?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, here's some areas we can put you. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go to the beach 3 or 4 times a week, or is maybe once a month okay? Because if you want to go 3 or 4 times a week, you really should be within 15 or 20 minutes of the
beach. There's a big difference between a retirement community and a family-raising community with lots of kids on bicycles.
So just talking through that with them. But, yeah, as far as, like, hidden, up-and-coming, there's so many. I mean, that builders wouldn't keep building if it wasn't working.
Right.
And if their homes weren't selling.
That's right. Talking with Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty, 850-437-1620. You've talked a lot about new homes this morning, but do you sell and buy condos?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All day long.
Talk a little bit about condominiums.
Yeah. So, I mean, all across the board. So we even have condos that are, you know, off of Michigan Avenue.
Oh,
we have condos off of Scenic Highway. There's condos all throughout our community. A lot of people will just think Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key.
And very high rises, very expensive.
That sort of thing. But we have condos that are
$100,000.
Mm-hmm. And they're smaller. And, I mean, they still have HOAs, but they're very easy.
What defines a condominium in your mind?
So the state defines it.
Okay.
The state defines it. So it is within a condominium. It's by state documents.
Uh-huh.
By state documents. So they
so
run it.
It's not a standalone.
It's not a standalone, but a townhome is different.
Oh, okay. So, talk a bit about that.
Yeah. So a townhome, your HOAs are going to be a lot less because you're responsible for, like, the outside of your building and your roof. A condo, you're not. That is the HOA's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The HOA also pays a good chunk of your insurance. And I tell people often that it all kind of evens out. Like, yes, an HOA fee is not fun to pay, but if you're not paying that, you're paying higher insurance. You're paying for, you know, your trash, your sewer.
Right.
And different ones have different things, but we sell condos all the time. We sell condos all the time, and we love selling them.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what your goals are, and we walk you through all of that.
So what's the best place to go to look for the properties that you're working with?
Everywhere. Best Realtors in Pensacola.com is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
ChristinaLeavenworth.com is another one. To just reach out to us, though, I think that's the best thing. We also are utilizing, we have, like, we're Zillow preferred agents. So
we can
send you a link, and then based on what you're liking, it's going to, like, cater your search. The algorithm's going to work, and then it will ping us so we can kind of see and really be better at our job. Going, oh, this is what you're liking. You said you wanted to live on 5 acres, but everything you're hearting isn't.
Right.
Everything you're hearting is a condo. Did something change? And it also prevents 500 agents from spamming you.
Right.
You're going to be connected to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can click to schedule a tour from there. You can, like, send us notes about what you like about a property. It's been a really cool tool, and everyone's really liking it.
And so how do I get connected to that?
So just text us at 850-378-1260 and say, hey, I want your Zillow thing. And then we'll send you a personal invite because it's this different, you know, code and everything for each person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. So just do that, and we'd love to help you. And people are, like, nerding out over it. We're like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Because normally, if you're on any of these sites and you click too many things, you're going to get 20 phone calls.
And you get inundated with emails. And
text,
too.
And text, because all those services, they have your information.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can search without being spammed.
I love that idea.
Spam-free searching. Yes, sign up with us. Spam-free searching. We'll only reach out to you and you reach out to us.
That sounds really good. Okay, Christine, we've got just a few minutes left. Anything you'd like to touch on this morning that we haven't talked about today?
Well, I really think if you are thinking about selling in 2027, now is the time to talk to us because we can help you get a game plan together.
It's not too soon.
Not too soon at all. If you're home, you're like, oh my gosh, it's a mess. We can see beyond it. We can come up with a game plan where you're not stressed. Typically, when people say, well, we don't have to sell right away, what do you recommend? We typically recommend waiting until the spring. Mm-hmm. So either you'll get it on the market in September, and then maybe we pull it off during Christmas. We figure that out. Or we just say, let's wait until the spring. And we try to get on the market at the second half of February, mm-hmm. because that's typically when we see the activity picking up and doing that. And we come up with a game plan. We get your home looking the best it can. And nice. No one is stressed out. And you can at least start planning your future with a number in mind. Mm-hmm. That number could change a little bit, but I don't think it's going to change a whole lot.
Right. Okay. Great advice. And it's not too soon to start.
Not too soon to start at all. And if you're wanting to buy, like, always just give us a call. We'll walk you through everything. If you think that buying is just not an option for you, it might be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of down payment assistance out there. There's a lot of options out there where you can be a homeowner. But we walk you through it, and we're also honest. We don't want anyone to be house poor. We don't want anyone to be stressed out.
Right.
We walk you through it. We connect you with a lender. We try to get you the best interest rate, and we just go through it. We go through everything.
To be honest, there was a time that renting was actually an option because it was typically much cheaper, and that is not the case anymore.
It's not.
A lot of rentals now are more than a mortgage payment.
Yeah, and if your landlord wants to sell, then that really puts you in a financial bind.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those leases allow the landlord to sell anytime they want. And now you have to figure out how to move, find a new place, come up with a security deposit, because your current security deposit isn't going to be released to you. You typically are in the new place.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that often. It really can financially strain families. So, you know, definitely, like, talk to us because it's a way to, I don't know, just it's the American dream.
Right. Of course it is. And especially here in Pensacola, there's just so many different options and so many styles and neighborhoods. You're bound to find something that you love.
And I truly believe in the future of Pensacola. If somebody tells me I'm only going to be here for a year and I don't want to rent it out later, I'm going to tell them don't buy.
Mm-hmm.
100% don't buy. But if you're planning on being here for the long haul, I don't think it's ever a bad decision.
Right.
It's only going to go up in value. Pensacola is still a hidden gem. Anytime I talk to people visiting here, like, people all the time visit here, and then on their way back home, they're Googling how to sell their home and move here.
Absolutely.
And I know that because I get those phone calls.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm like, why Pensacola? They're like, we were there. And we just keep thinking about it. We're, mm-hmm. we're obsessed.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place
to live.
And a lot
of them only experience the beach. They don't even get the rest of our cool stuff. So I am just super passionate about the growth of Pensacola. So I don't think it'd ever be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone would ever regret it.
Okay. Well, for those that just joined us, if you could take a moment, Christina, and just recap the Parade of Homes this weekend and
so,
how they can find your
Yeah, so just find
game.
Me, like, follow me on social media, Christina Leavenworth on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I have been doing a sneak peek preview of 20 of the Parade of Homes, some of the prettiest ones. I have the most expensive one. I have the only renovation. And I want you guys to look at it. Some of them, the price has already been revealed, but share your favorite ones,
mm-hmm.
because that builder will win what I'm calling the Showstopper Award.
Oh.
And yeah, just help these builders out. And so the Parade of Homes is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's absolutely free. It's open to the public.
It's all over, right? Milton,
all
Pace,
over.
Pensacola.
Milton, Pace, Navarre, Pensacola. And go check out these new communities. Make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's totally free. And it's just a fun way to learn more about our area.
Get ideas.
And mm-hmm. You can go, ooh, that's a great idea. Take all the pictures. Take videos.
Okay.
So, and then do it to your house.
All right. And how, once again, do I get to win your husband's magical show?
Yes.
Magic
so that
show?
Is what I'm giving for the Showstopper Award. I mean, mm-hmm. it's worth like over $1,000.
Okay.
Just share the one that you think is the prettiest.
Okay.
Share the one you think is the prettiest. And just encourage people to go out to the Parade of Homes. The Home Builders Association puts a lot of energy into this.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to support our local community. I always think, like, when someone invites you to a party, show up.
There you go.
They put a lot of time and effort into it.
I agree. I think it's great. And by the way, your car is air conditioned.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I have all the details on my website, ChristinaLeavenworth.com, as well as BestRealtorsInPensacola.com, and on my socials. So you'll find it. And I made it very easy to see which place to go to.
Okay. We were talking with Christina Leavenworth. Thank you so much this morning for all your texts and questions. We got one last one in. I don't know if we can get to it, about the interest rates.
Interest rates, they're not fun.
Yes, I know.
They're not fun. I mean, they're
a whole
creeping
show,
up.
Really.
But I mean, I feel like people have just kind of gotten used to this new normal. Mm-hmm. The good news is you can buy it down. You can ask sellers for money toward closing costs to buy it down. Date the rate, marry the house.
There you,
can always
you go.
Refinance.
There you go. You're just the best, Christina. Christina Leavenworth, give your contact info one
yes,
more
so
time.
So, Christina Leavenworth, just Google me. Everything comes up at 850-378-1260. Save it in your speed dial as favorite realtor.
Okay, thank you so much, Christine. It's always fun to have you here in the studio. Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Ranke Realtor. Thanks so much for being on Pep Talk.